I think you can expect surprise, curiosity, creativity, and a lot of fun. Culture Night is happening in Sligo from about 4 p.m. And then if people are just loving Culture Night, never fear, we have Culture Night Late. So that's for events that go on past 9 p.m. So there's a range on offer, including a roaming puka. So it's going to be a street performance puppet roaming around to the different venues for Culture Night. You have the Oak Moon Cafe has late night music with Magnata Music, Moon Music. And then there's also the amazing talent around Sligo of young people. They're going to be performing in The Nest. So that's also on offer from 9 until 11. There's also beautiful visual art and film with their Back to the Sky, which is in Image Framers on Adelaide Street. And there's more young talent on in the crib as well for Amplify, which has been hosted by Kieran Quinn. And then if you also love seeing more rising artists coming out, QFM are doing a live broadcast from The Model. So they have five incredible music acts, which includes Clifford's. So they played support to Queens of Stone Age in Kilmainham just last month. And they've also been doing stuff like Glastonbury and All Together Now. So it is free and there's wristbands given out on a first-come, first-served basis, but that's on from 9. So recommend people have a look at the programme. There's an amazing amount of things on offer in Sligo Town and Sligo County. So just have a look through.
How are you able to keep these events free to enter?
So Culture Night is all about giving people a chance to sample things. So Culture Night and Culture Night Late, the whole ethos is that it's free for people to experience. But obviously we're very, very grateful. There's an investment from Sligo County Council. There's an investment from the Arts Council and the Department of Culture, Communication and Sport. So a number of groups have come together to help make it happen. And then obviously all of the artists and the art organisations that go above and beyond to make this happen. I think everyone just gets behind Culture Night. I think we just wish there is even more than one a year, but it's a lot of work for the people involved. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah, of course. And obviously you touched on 2FM there. You must be happy that like a national broadcaster is giving this event kind of attention from all over the country.
Oh, it's amazing. But I mean, Sligo is a hub of culture. There's so many artists here. So it's lovely to see it happening.
And just as well as on the events outside of Sligo town, I'm aware that there's events kind of all around the county.
Yeah, so there's stuff on in different places, like the National Surf Centre actually have something going on in Strandhill. But you also have Turbocurry, Ballymote, Enniscrone, and I'm probably missing a couple as well. So like the Coleman Music Centre has something going on as well. So just, yeah, have a wee look, see what's on nearby and just do something a little bit different this Culture Night, and you might have a really lovely, pleasant surprise.